Shir Chaf Aleph and Ksuvos by Rosh Hashanah Lamed Cheshvan Hetavshim Yom Zayin December 2nd 1986 and Tuesday in Yeshiva University.
Now, first of all, the Kibbutz HaRambam in Yeras Hashmat or Ramah Kibbutz Hashem. So there, the Muslims forced every Jew not to embrace Mohammedism. That not. But they forced everyone should say, Ad Shemu Erechimu Mahmedu Nibi Erechim. And so there was one Pesach, the contemporary of Rambam, who said that they were mechuyev to the misnefeshim. And they even said those were not misnefeshim themselves, yet they had the din of mumrim. So the Rambam was very adamant against that kind of a roi. And he said, first, even if somebody is forced to be the avizor and he does not, is not his nevesh himself, he is not a mumer. And in this case, due to the fact that he didn't force the Jews to be the avizor, just to say that Mahmed is in Ovi, so they won't even mechuyev to the mission episode. Now, the Radva says that had the Muslims forced the Jews to embrace Mohammedanism, then the Rambam would have agreed that he is mechuyev to give up his life. Because abandoning Yadus or embracing another faith, even if it is a Unitarian faith, like Mohammedanism, is like having Zohar and it's Yehoi Moriyabe. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Chashchube says, in the Gimel Chashchube, where he mentions those who are in the Mechilek on Avo. So the Rambam mentions Hamumrim in the Mechilek on Avo. So he says in the Gimel Chashchube, Halacha Tes, Shnayim him Hamumrim in Yisrael, Hamumel Avirachas, the Hamumel Cholat Yerekul. Mumel Avirachas, the Sheherzik Atzmei, Lassis Oysa Aviro Bizodein, the Hugal bin Sparsimbo, Apil Huso bin Akalis, Kin Shuzak Tomibil Bishatnis, Il Hakif Peyo, the Ninzo Kim Pelo Mitsuzum in Elometsley, Avez Mugal Isidobo, the Hushi Asrahis. So there are two types of mumbling, Gwain and Hilk Mabo. One is the mumble of Arechot Lahakis, but Lahakis. Then there is another type of mumer, who is in a chilek mabo. Mumer lecholatir ekule. Ki in achizrim lidosi lebichodim, the Rambam doesn't mention Michal Shabbat Faresi. Because Michal Shabbat Faresi has the psu, has the din of mumer ligabe, shchitos nevele, yeni oser, and so on. But he's not mamish in mumer lecholatir ekule, so in Michal Shabbat Faresi is yesh lechilek mabo. But which kind of mumel chatere kule is in lechilek mabo? Mumel chatere kule kibin achizrim lidosi lidichobim. Visho shegizrim zero. Vidabig be. Viyema ma betzal yidobig bi Yisrael. Shem shvelin vinodofim. Tebli shedobig beilu shiyodom tkifo. Harei ze mumel chatere kule. Chotakul. So the Rebbe says, Omar Avrom, umi shechizer lidasi lidichobim, so why does the Rambam have to mention him in a separate category? The Rambam already mentioned that minim is in lechel rabo, and chamisho hin anichonim. The Rambam says chamisho anichonim minim. Hoima shein shom leka vein leil manik, veima shein shom manik aval in shnayim yisir, veima shein shom ribin echod aval shuv gufbalt nuno. וכן האם ישינו לבד יהודי שמצור להקל, וכן האם יבקיר חופן מזו ולרוסי כדי ישמליץ בין עיר ובין עיר לומים. So why does the Rambam have to mention one who is Chesel Dos Yaakov, if he's Chesel Dos Yaakov and he embraces Dasid Gavrizore, so he's a Nibir Gavrizore, or he's Nibir Gavrizore, so he's already mentioned in the category of meaning. Why does the Rambam have to mention it in the separate category? So the definition is gives a very simple doubt. Oh, the Eishu Shlema, Shemi Nikla Amayni Be'achos Chavish Vorem Aniskor Nemaylo, Ve'achizel Yidasi Yidichobi, Afal Kishel Yamin Yidosom, Elo Shechizel Yidosom, Kidei Shel Yishokel Yidiyodav, Yisroel Muna Mikre, Avol Min Loi Mikre, Sharin Imamin Be'libe Sheish Tzur Zulosei Elo Kein. And then he gives another terrace. Ve'ani Eimea, Ilu lehoi so uma acheres deilom, elei vichovim hoi loho asike, avo kidu sheyeh shemunis acheres, sheyeinom ei vichovim, heich yikorim min lechitza lidosov. So the Kestishne gives two terutsim on the Raivis Asomi. What the Raivis Asomi is, why does the Rambam have to mention someone who embraces another faith as in the Chilka Abo under the category of Mumelchat Kule, it's in the Chilek Rabo under the category of me. So he gives two terutzi. One terutzi is, suppose he embraces another faith, not because he believes in the other faith, but it's more advantageous and more convenient for him, as the Rambam says. Eilu Mumelchat Kule, Tinachizrim Lidosiyet Yehobi, Yishor Shegizrim Zero, So he mentions someone who embraces another faith, not because of conviction, not because he believes in another faith, in order to avoid, you know, the discriminations and the persecution to which a Jew is subjected. But Rambam doesn't mean if he does it under the threat of getting killed, then you will have chilek lavo, then he's an onus. But he means in order to avoid economic discrimination, humiliation, all kinds of disadvantages, you know, but not onus manish. So then he doesn't have a din of onus, so he's in the chilek mabo. So in the chilek abo because of munuchat rekule, not because of me. Me is only one who believes in Abizor. But if he embraces a das Abizor in order to avoid discrimination, persecution, so then he's not in me, but he's still in Chilekom Abo because of Mumal Chalatrek. And then he says, not a terrest, suppose he embraces a faith that is not even Abedizore. For example, the Muslim faith. The Muslim faith. So the Rambam himself says in the Tshuva that they are not, they are maminim yichud gom or yichud chen v'dei. But if a Jew embraces another faith, he has a din of inu l'chat rechon. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yeruchem in Chum, so at Ramot Paskins in Reshchite that way, so we know that who has a din of Emunu Chater Kule, Ibn Amizore, or Michal Shabri Faresi. So Rabbi Yeruchem says there is a third Emunu Chater Kule. What is a third Emunu Chater Kule? Third Emunu Chater Kule is one who is Emunu to everything except Chil Shabri Faresi and Amizore. How does he know that this one also has one who is addicted to all the Abir Shabbatir except Amizore and Chil Shabri Faresi? Has it been of Nuru Hatarekule and Shkitose in Eile? From the Gemara, because the Gemara in Chum says, we can lay Heitze Samuna. Is there a Gemara Chum here? Tafei, I'm a doubt. We can be Kuchem. Vehitzi samuna. We can vachem cholakhi v'lo yigumi. Inabheimo v'hobim yodam shegenu v'heimo. כמה אמור, מכמה קבלים פשע ישראל, כשיעזו גם בשובה. חוץ מן המור המסריעה עם חלשה ותרס. So, the price of mentions, a more of what Kure, and more Nisuch, that means Abizore, and Chalsa Utaresi. So, the question is, so what does more of what Kure mean? So, the Ramdurchan deduces from this, there is another more of what Kure. Except for Abizore and Chalsa Utaresi, there is another more of what Kure. Someone who is addicted to all Averis except Avizor and Chalshal Fares. But the Rambam, and the Ramot Paskins in Cheshrita like that, but the Rambam has another pshat here. Mumul Chatre Kule, the real Mumul Chatre Kule is what we call a Mishumet. You know, Mishumet, Rosh and Yodam. Mishumet, Rosh and Yodam means one who embraces another faith. So you'll say if he embraces another faith, so Mele, he's an Abizore, or as the Mishnah says, suppose he embraces the Muslim faith, and that does not involve Abizore, Unitarian faith, they are Unitarians, it does not involve Abizore, so he's also in Mumer, Lecholatere Kule, and even if he embraces another faith, not because he believes in that faith, he embraces the Muslim faith because it will give him certain economic advantages. In order to avoid discrimination, in order to avoid persecution, not harige, but then it would be enormous, but just to avoid economic discrimination. So he's not a new, but he doesn't believe in that okay. He's still a Mumul Chatre Kule and Shkidos is in there. So that's the real meaning of Mumul Chatre Kule. That's the real Mumul Chatre Kule. When we say Michal Shabu Faresi or Mumel Abizore has a din of Mumel Chatre Kule. So it means that someone who is an Ili Abizore, even though he didn't embrace another faith, he is the whole of Israel and he considers himself Jewish. He didn't abandon the Jewish faith, he didn't embrace any other faith. But if he's Ili Abizore, Michal Shabu Faresi, so he has a din of Mumel Chatre Kule, as if he had been in Shumay, in regard to psuri, in other words, that he cannot be matter ba'achile, shritose asiro, and yini is also, and so on. But he is not mamesh in Mumel Chatre Kule. But who is the real Mumel Chatre Kule? Not the din Mumel Chatre Kule, but the real Mumel Chatre Kule. That's a mishumet. Now, Avonon says that the Mumel Abizore does not have the din of Mumel Chatre Kule. But even Avonon will be made it. That if somebody is in Shumet, even if he's in Shumet, to a faith that is, does not involve Abizore, let's say the Muslim faith, Unitarian faith, so even Rabbono will be made it that he's Shkitos Nevela. But Rabbono says, Mumel Abizore, who did not embrace that faith, who was not made to himself, Michal Yisrael, so he Shkitos Nevela. And we don't pass on the government that even someone who is Mumel Abizore, who was not made to himself Michal Yisrael, also has a din of a Mumel Chatre Kule regarding the psulim, is kaap mochol dobo regarding the psulim, but it doesn't mean he becomes a boy. Yisrael atal pishachoto. Yisrael, it means Yisrael Mumel has the psulim about it. Let's say Ligabi Nemones, Ligabi Shchited, that his Yain is also, his Pas is also, the Psalm Vakim doesn't mean that he becomes a boy, Yisroel, Achav Shechot, Yisroel. So, but someone who is in Shumet, even if he's in Shumet in the faith, that does not involve Abizore, is the real Mumer. And that kind of Mumer, is in the Chilkomabon. So the Ratva says that if the Xeira by the Muslim ruler in the days of the Rambam has been that every Jew has to embrace the Muslim faith, otherwise he'll be killed, so then the Rambam would be made that it's Yahweh. The Rambam only says because that particular Xeira was not the Xeira to embrace the Muslim faith, just to to give lip service to Muhammad. In other words, to say Adishem Uelchim, Umahmedun Idiot. That's all. That's all. So Mimele, that wasn't analogous to Adizore, and it was the Aliyada. But had Exera been to embrace the modern faith, so the Rabba says the Rambam would agree that it would be Oyvoyada. Because of what the Rambam says in Cheshuva, that if somebody embraces another faith, even if he does it in order to avoid discrimination, so it's in the Hilkhatrekule and it's in the Hilkhatrekule, so it's like Abrizore. So it would be Oyvo Yahweh even according to the Rambam. But here the Rambam passed that it's not Oyvo Yahweh. Why? Because they did not force the Jews to embrace the modern faith, just to say, Adishem Uelichim, Umachmed, Kunevi Elichim. So that is not like Abrizoda, it's not the other Yahweh. Alright. But the halacha is, but there's another Chiddush in the Yasmin Hashem. But the halacha is the Bishas Hashmat. So after Alkes and Nisane is Yorgo Yahweh, so why should it be inferior to Yorgo Yahweh, to Alkes and Nisane? So the Rambam says in the Yasmin Hashem, he says as follows. Vamino vi. Now, so the Rambam in Geras Kiddush Hashem has so the Rambam says in Geras Hashmat, Mana Kiddush Hashem, so he says, Hamin Hashlishi. In Madrigas and Erogim al Kushes Hashem, Vahanusi, Venus Hashmat, Dat, Yeholoch, Yishomu, Bechachomei, Zechim, Bechoche, Yehoi, Yoyabe, in Yehoi, for Kiddush Hashem, in Oy Basson, in Israel, for Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi, in Hanani, Yishol, Bazal, Yubenir, Vasora, Rogim Autos, Yishivas Nechama, Yishol, Yishol, and Erogim al Kushes Hashem, for Rachmen, Yikin, Nikmas, Neil, Yikori, ובאדום נמת איסטו יחסי לקירס עם כניסי על זרע. ואמרו חכמנו זכינו מברוכה, השבאתי אסטו מניס ירושלים, בצבוי של דאיריס הסודן. השבאתי בדיר של שמד, בצבוי של אוסו מצבילים, בסיס מצבילים, אגל את הסודן ששוק חדום אולי, כי גם צבעיו, בעלי הם ראים להיה. כולכו ירדנו כלייהם, ואי שיזכאו הכי לארץ, מהו אלינו כזויס, קרימה שנערד, על קדושת השם, אפילו היו אבני איסוף כמו ירובום בנבוד וחבירות, הוא מאיר מבוא, ואפילו היו כאן תוכן. זה רמב"ם אומר, somebody who was misnefesh himself, על קדושת השם, even if he was a ראשי, כל יומו, like ירובום בנבוד, החייתי למערבי, so it's יש לחלק מבוא. וכך אומר עלי, משהו עם מוקים שעבו, ומה הוא חוסרים לי, אם כל בריאו יחיל למד מחצוסם. מה נהיו, אילי מרווקים וחברו בכל שקוי בקציר ומאסנטיינים, להרוג אלו. ואם לא יורק, אלו אובה מבינס, ואם לא ינרק, לא יהייתי גלאסיס, והוא מחל של שמיים באינס. אומנום, אם נחי באינס מכל השקיבה מיני אנושי, שלמצאנו בכל עתיר כולו, לא יבקליס ולא יתכמוליס, בוקים שיחי בנשם, גבול, מגבולי, הואינס, לא אוניוס, אלו לא יסי דרוצה. כמו שנאמר בנפש השתס ביותרומו, במיכריסו. הנפש ההיא, ולא ישוי אונס, וכך אומר בכל התלמוד. אונס זה רייסי, תחסיד כשיוק משעורי או צורכי נפש מהדבר הזה. וברי גם כאילו סמרו, אונס חכמון את פתחי, ולמיקרו לפרישי עבר לרושה ולפוסלידס, אלו עם כינוס האווירס, יפוסל בן לידס, אלו שהוא לקיר מצוסלי ששם, ולעיקור לשמי נחל של שמיים, בירוצים משום פרס. אומנון, מי שיימה, או שיאלה ודייטן, ישומו חכמינו זכרים ומברוכו, יאורי ואויאבר, שאים אובר, שיחי את מיסה, זאתו יזמור. Because that Pesach, who said that all the Jews who are מחויף למיסה נפש themselves, rather than to comply with the decree of the Muslim rulers, to say, מחמד נביא אליקים, so he said, those who didn't הראשונים הפוסלידס המומרים דחייביס אין צוואן. So he says, אומנם נשיימה או ישיאלה ודאיתם כשאומרו חכמנו זכינו מברוכו יהורים או יאבר שמודה שמחייביס אין זוטו יזמורו שנדום הקטע או פני שעספיה בזה שהוא ניצוב שיורת דמרוי נרד לנחייב ניסה ואפילו עובד עד לזורי ואינס נחייב קורס כל שנשגיה ואינס וזהו עיקר ומביע בתיר הסכהמים אומר השם נסבור אבניס נזר למלך ושמתי אספונה וישהו ולוי אונוס ולשבי נוטה אומר שאונוס נוטה לישחייב קורס אף עוד פי שמייסה במדית ורוצה חייב קורס וכל שנביר שישחייב על פנים ורוצה מאוד צבויים של ישחייב מסון ואינס ומאוד שמפונים יחיל השם בלעבו, משמע השם מזבוח וישחל לשם קודשי, וידוע כשבוע שקר וחיל השם, שכוסו בתירו ולשישובו בשביל השוקר, וחיל אותו השם לתך, אני עד השם. אם יעוד, כן, יסד. ואף על פי שעוניון מוערת, הם יבואו ומניין, מי שבצורך לא ברוי זרים ושמפונים כי יחיו שם דין מי שעושה ואינה שובי מי שעושה ורוצים ואומרו חכמינו זכינו לברוכו יבר ולאורי ורזה יצרהו איש דפסק ופסקים וצ'ובו יבר ומזנת מפנבש סו יזמו מה ורזה יצרהו איש יסר יוקר מהחכמים יסר מדג ומצווס ויתר עצמי זברי אדמן דרמב״ם ויתר עצמי ניסה בלתי ובלשני וכישס על שם מפיבורו והוא חייטה יומרי במעשות אמין דרמב״ם never expressed himself so strongly against anybody והוא נשחייב בנפשי מפיבורי השם מסבורך אשר יעשו יסמודו בחי בהם ולא שומד ואמין עודי נהיים עם זה השמוד בין השמודי שמאשרו ואודום שיעשה בידה שכל השמודים שהיו בזמן החכומים היו ניצולים בו לעבר על המצווס והיו בו מסיאס מייסה כמו שאומרו בסלמות שלא ניססקו בתירו וליום ולמיו אזניהם או שיבלו שנישי ימידיס Now, remember I discussed I said that Rav Chaim said that Issa Lidi is not himself arise not himself arise and there is a machlech special matter And I mentioned that the Shabbos of Chubis to Yeshua said the same thing. But, and from the Chinuch it's mashma, that it's not Yahweh, because in as much as Dushin is tapers and the blood is not a mamzer, so it's not a rice, it's a misa kores. It's a misa beer that has kores, but it's not a misa rice. It's not a misa rice. But, there is one Rishin who says to the contrary, and that's the Mitzvah in Pesach. But the Beshio said, also says to the country. But the Shalosh Tshuvos from Yeshua deduces from Rashi's Loshon in Sanhedrin that according to Rashi it's not Yehovah Yahweh and the Issa Nidi. But I mentioned Chofetz Chaim mentions many times it's Yehovah Yahweh because of the Beis Yosef. But the other Rishonim have another Shiti. But you see from this Loshon Rambam, the Rambam mentions Amino V that Bishas HaShmad is Yor Goyaber because Bishas HaShmad so our Kol Averes is Yor Goyaber so he mentions an example what you do Bishas HaShmad for example so he's asked the table or your mayor's mayor or you should devour and you should need it if the Rambam Shita had been like the Ritvo that Nidre is a Rayas so why does he have to mention it as an example of Bishas HaShmad not Bishas HaShmad Under all circumstances, Yahweh Yahweh. So it's mifurish in the Rambam. Like Rav Chaim, I mean, the Shalosh Tshuvos from Yeshua, that the Issa Nidi is not Yahweh Yahweh. And not as Minchas Chinuch took it for granted, he said that it's the Rav Poshut, that an Issa Nidi is Yahweh Yahweh, and even though Dushin is Tepes, because it's an Issa Chorus. No, that since Dushin is Tepes, So Mimele, it's a raya, it's not Nisa Rais, there is Kores, a raya, there is Kores, so there is Kores for Chir and for Dam, and for Achir and Kippur also, so, but it's not Nisa Rais. The Kores is not the criterion per se, it's the Itris as Dushin that is the criterion, not the Chir of Kores. Here is in Rambam, so he mentions that Shasa Shmat, if there is a Zeresh in the Bayern, in Shreem, Nideis, so it's Yoyd al-Yad. So we see from the Rambam question. The Ulam Zeashma, oh, so then you ask, so that Pesach was right, that's all. True, and the score of Abdizore, so here it wasn't Abdizore, because it only involved lip service, tribute to Muhammad, to say, Mahmed un Vyonki. That's not Abdizore. But there was a Shasashmat, so Al-Shor Abdizore also, so he says no.
Why is it
Shasashmat
if the only, if the saying of the Isser is saying, the Amira is not
about the Zohar, so what's the Shema then? Is the Amira saying Machmanu Elokim? Not on the Zohar, but it certainly also, suppose he's not false, and he'll be minding him, no be a Sheker. It's an Avera, no?
So Shema is an Avera?
And Avera. Even Arkes Edim Isane. Even Arkes Edim Isane. So he says, Dashi Kol Hashmode Yishoyu Bizman HaChachonim, Hoyu Mutsubim Bom Laver HaMitzves, Hoyu Bom Asiyas Maisen. And it's interesting, the Rambam mentions as an example of Shasashma that is Yorid Bal Yadeya. He mentions Yivau L'Nishem Nideis, Shem Yisask B'Teiro. The Ran says, the Ran, and there's the sheet of the Ramban also, that when the Shasashma is to be Vatil in Mitzvah Sesem Torah, so then there is no Yorid Bal Yadeya. Only when there is Maise, but to says there is no Yorada. Why would Asora with the Malchus and Efesh? So because they acted with Mimishor Sadi. And the Ramban says, and since they were Bilado, so they were allowed to act with Mimishor Sadi. And to be Mason Efesh themselves. But the Ramban mentions as an example of the Yom Vagabe Bishas Hashmad, Shal Yisasku B'teiro V'Yomul Ezneir. So we see that the Rambam Shite is that there is a din of Yom Vagabe even when it's Sheval Taisen. And as Reb Chaim assumes, and many assume the Rambam, that the Rambam is really kind of ashamed who say that Kar Kaila, because the Rambam doesn't mention the Aloche of Kar Kaila altogether. He doesn't mention Kar Kaila. Because according to the Rambam, even in Shor Avir, in Shor Hashmad, in Paresye, where there is a din of Yoy Bal Yaver, or Shor Avir, so only Abaye says, Kakailom Yishev Al Taise, there is no Chiyu Mitzvah Snevesh. But Chode is Chilek and Abaye. Some Rishonim say there is no Machlekes. It's Maro Machode, Maro Machode, Veloi Kliye. And some Rishonim say there is a Machlekes. So apparently the Rambam is like the Rishonim. That there is a machlekes, and he asked like Chove, that the reason why Esther was not Mechuyedes to Misnevish herself was because Mishamwana Satsme, but not because of Karkeil. Insofar as Karkeil is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. She would be Mechuyedes to be Misnevish herself. So you see that the Rambam mentions an example of Shasashmad. Also, Exire Shal Yisasku Meteiro, do your Noilu as Neir. Oh, yes.
Maybe seeking these examples of these are mitzvahs haseh, which are such cloud, which are so important, like Mila, this is in business.
Okay, it's so important. And you saw your business for Kala to the Chmura. You see, in that idea of this whole challenge, they said, every mitzvah is important. And then we find that means such a distinction, all right, I'm dealing with it, but that doesn't mean that there is a distinction between that me or Malyabe. True, Talmud Torah can be killed, that's all. Even though Talmud Torah is going to be killed, but any mitzvah, if TF shall not sell the Achirim, is there a Talmud Torah. So, in spite of the fact that Talmud Torah is going to be killed, so any mitzvah that cannot be in the Asis of the Achirim, is there a Talmud Torah, because they were Talmud to believe in the mindset. What's the Yichas of running Torah, and it's not convinced of the mindset. So, on the contrary, as far as being Beiche, as far as the potential of being Nitche is concerned, so Talmud Torah is more likely to be Nitche than any other mitzvah. The Horaya, any mitzvah that the EF Shalosh is out there hearing is Decha Talmud Torah. Even though Talmud Torah can have Kolom, because there are Talmud Shemayun in Maiz. And here the Rambam mentions as an example of Yod Bal Yadu Bishas Hashmat, Shalisasku Meteo Vol Yomu Lelneo, Oishi Yivalu Nishem Yivis. Kiyum Zit, so why should that Shmat be less condition of Shmat? So he's asking, you know, so he says, yes, it is less. Kiyum Zit Shmat, when he's high was, yes, my Zit, Zuzu as a demon of God. In years old, on the kind of Tayagit, but say, sir, he kind, being awesome. Elohim, he quats me the reine, she hallowed Shabbos, who ain't the car, honest. Giseo Enes in the Hayemish Modo Maisel Adibu Bilbat, who for his Sami Setzlom, Shinanachuma Minim Beise Adibu. The Enes, the Fio Enre, Rakhlin Nozem in Amelach, Kibil Hofis Daite, Bibiburim Adibu. So he says, even Bishas Hashmad, there is no Chiyub of Yehor Moyada. But, shall we ask Meteo? Yes. Will you make up Neyem? Yes. Will Nishem Nideis? Yes. Even though this is not in Israel, because just a Shmat, also Abayas, the Shabbos and Deir and Treyfe, Shabbos, everything. But not this. Why not this? Because here the only forced him to give lip service to Muhammad, to say that Muhammad is in heaven. So of course, if they would believe in their hearts that Muhammad is in Aviv, so then they would believe in Aviv, not Aviv Zohar, but it would be an Aviv of Shor Aviv to be mining in Novi Asheka. But they, in their hearts, they didn't believe in Muhammad. In their hearts, all these Jews who said, Mahmed on the king, so in their hearts, they despised Muhammad. So Mele, they didn't do any Aviv. So Mele, there was no Yorba Yahweh, even Bishan Shema. Tremendous Kiddush.
Now the question is,
So if somebody was misnevis himself, rather than to say that Mahmed is in Ovi, then he has a big mitzvah, and his heart is very great. So how is it consistent with the Rambam Shite? So you would say, maybe the Rambam did not have the same Shite as he had when he wrote the Chazaka, but in the same Igeres Kiddush Hashem, he mentions it and reiterates it time and time again, that whenever it's Yaveh Val Yehoret, Neragul Yehovah is Mishayv Nafshe, and here he says, it's not Yehovah Yaveh, because it involves only lip service, but if he was Mishayv himself, then he's in the highest level. How can you reconcile one halacha in the Rambam with that halacha. And then, why does the Rambam say that even Shalashma, there is no chiv of Yehovah Yahweh? Why not? Because it doesn't involve any mice. But even Marcus in the Mishale, it only involves what? Lip service, alright? With his lips. In his heart, he doesn't believe. So, saying that the Nodi Hashekar is the real Nodi, the Shliach Hashem, is less than non-compliance with the Jewish custom. I mean, how could he say it? So, we have to say two things. First of all, I mentioned that what the Nitzim says in his Pirush on the Shulchan, that the Shulchan has an altogether different pshat in our sense. Not as Rashi explains in any form. But Argus in the Sana means that he Danos forces him to tie shoelaces in the presence of itself. So then the Goy will think that he is kneeling to the cellar. And the truth is, he's not kneeling to the cellar. He's bound down in order to tie shoelaces. The way the Syrian ruler told the youngest one of Hannah's children, the Okhana Vishnubanel, the Gemara Indikin, the Anizokin. So, when the Syrian ruler saw that he cannot accomplish anything with the children, so he tried to prevail upon the youngest one, he says he'll drop a golden ring on the floor, no one will see, and he should bend down to pick up the ring, and will be able to kick the ring. You know, that was the bribe that he tried to give the young, the baby of Hannah's children, and he'll bow down in order to pick up the ring. But the people who will be standing will think that he was bending down in order to bow to the idol. So he refused. He was misjudged himself. What did it involve? It involved Marasayim of Abrigon. So according to the Shiltes, Arkas Timsani doesn't mean in Minig Israel. You don't have to, according to the Shiltes, you don't have to misjudge yourself for non-compliance with Minig Israel, even Mishal Hashmar, and even Mishal Mabirai. But it means Marasayim of Abrigon. Not Abrigon and Mamesh, but Marasayim of Abrigon. That is all. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention the kingdom, as we say, the expression Argus in Israel. He doesn't mention. The Rambam says, in the kingdom is Allah is enough. כל הדברים האלו שלא יש הסתירה אבל יש הסתירה והוא שיעמיד מלך רושה ומחדנצה וחדירה ויזלזירה על ישראל ועצותוסון ויניצו מן המצווס יאורי כבר גבר אפילו הלחס משור מצווס בעניין אז כפי חסורות בעניין אז בין ילדים חוב so he says ויניצו המצווס אפילו הלחס משור מצווס but the expression of the Messiah a few Armina Yisrael, the Rambam doesn't mention. So I think that the Rambam has the same pshat with the Shulchan. But then you ask, one second. So the Rambam has the same pshat with the Shulchan. And because of that, he said that the Jews were not required to give up their lives in face of the Zerah, to say Mahmed in the Elki. But you'll still ask it, even though the Rambam has the pshat of the Shiltes, but the Radvas points out that had the Rambam been asked whether one is allowed to be misanefesh himself in face of Xerah, to embrace the Mohammedan faith, so then the Rambam definitely would have passed him. Of course, yes, because Because embracing another faith, even if it's not an advisory faith, even though it's an unitarian faith, so is analogous to advisory. Because we see the Rambam says that if somebody embraces another faith, even though he does it in order to avoid economic discrimination, persecution, and so on, so it's in a chilek ma'aboy, it's mumur chater kule. So it's like advisory. It's like Avizore, he's a mumul chater kule, even though he doesn't believe in that. He only does it in order to attain a career, in order to avoid persecution. I don't mean having a mamish, but I mean economic persecution, economic discrimination. So he's a mumul chater kule, a chilek rabo. So it's like Avizore, and it's your valyabe, even shaloibish as a chilek. So, but here, the Gzele wasn't that they should embrace, that Jews should embrace the Mohammedan faith. The Gzele was only to give tribute to Mohammed, to say, Mahmed Huni the elegy. But why were they satisfied? Why was the Muslim ruler satisfied in the lip service? Because the Muslim ruler assumed that once a Jew says, Mahmed Huni the elegy, it means that he's embracing the Muhammad. So he didn't emphasize any special ceremony, you know, of embracing Muhammad as long. But all the Muslims, the Muslim ruler and the other Muslims, they took it for granted that those Jews who gave lip service to Muhammad, they in effect abandoned the Jewish faith and they embraced the Muhammad faith. The truth is, Klapishmai was dire that they despised man. But that was Golu Klapishmai. But vis-a-vis the Muslims, they all assumed that those Jews who gave lip service to Muhammad, they in their heart they abandoned the Jewish faith, and they in their heart they embraced the Muslim faith. So it's and embracing the Muslim faith. Even according to the Rambam, the Radbaz says, it's your Vayava, it's like Avizore. So this is Marasayim Avizore. So even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that the Tarkas and the Sana means bending down to tie the shoelaces, so that Anos will think that he's bowing down to the Avizore, or the other observers will think that he's bowing down to the Avizore. So is your boy out there. And here there was an sign of embracing the Muslim faith. Yes, what is it?
To the
yeah, of course to the God. That's what my sign means.
The Jews are observing too.
What?
The Jews are observing.
Yeah.
That's the Marasai by the Osman down that statue. So the Jews don't think that he's down that statue, but don't Jews know that?
It doesn't make any difference. Marasayim was goyim or Marasayim of Jews, because here there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to demonstrate to the goyim and to the Jews that he's misaligned himself. So mele, it should still be your boyabeh. So I think that the Rambam, not only does the Rambam explain the Gemara of Arkas and Sana, like the Shulchan Aruch, but he also has the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Pirkei Avot. Perg Dalad of Avos, not Perg Hei. Mishne Dalad. Rav Yechanan ben Breike. what is it based? I mean, so some say because if he says he's not Jewish, it implies that he believes in their faith. That's very strange. I mean, there are many goyim who don't believe in the Christian faith or whatever faith the goyim have. So why should saying I'm not a Jew bishleime if one is forced to say he's a Christian? All right. So then it might imply that he believed it. Not certainly not today. There are so many Christians who don't believe in Christianity, but other times maybe. But the Dinish Chonoch is mentioned that one is not allowed to say I am a Gentile in order to say it. On what basis is that? On what basis is that? So that could mean, that could only be explained because, as Rabba says, that giving up to be made oneself before Israel, that's like Abizor and Tzion Vayavir. And to say, I'm not Jewish, is like made himself before Israel, is like Shmat. Even if he doesn't believe in anything, he'll say there are many Gentiles who don't believe in the Gentile faith. But this itself, he Tzion Vayavir, even the verbalization of made himself Israel is like a bizarre and yoga. I mean, it's a bit clear. But that's how it can be explained.
It seems to me earlier in the Imam of Kiddush Hashem, where I'm talking about Rabbi Meir, Nifas Beis Hashmad, that Rabbi Meir sort of posed as a non-Jew in the Mel Kodapo Museum, and by Israel, by Yahweh and Chazir, the Heras Atmo Kibu Ocha.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway,
there's the Pesach in Shofanor.
So it seems against like the Pesach in Shofanor that Rabbi Meir...
Right. But Rabbi Meir didn't say he's not Jewish, he only acted. No, Rabbi Meir only acted as if he had been not Jewish. But he didn't say, I'm a boy, I'm a Gentile. He didn't say that. It's Chas v'Shalom. He didn't say that. Yes?
But
that's right. That's mentioned in the Pesach. Nishtam l'treyampi. In other words, it's mentioned in Germany, you know, so when they asked him, you there? So in order to save his life, he was allowed to say, Kain you there? So they thought, Kain you there, you know, Kain in German, no you there. But he meant, Kain you. So that is Mutter. But to say something that is not ambiguous and definitely implies that he's not Jewish and not allowed. That's the example they mentioned. So that has been done throughout the ages. That why and what's smach? Because as the Ratva says, embracing another faith is like a Avizor and Shor Vayaga. And not only embracing another faith. You know, there was years ago, when I was a young boy, so there was a very prominent Jewish philosopher. He was the head of the philosophy department in City College 50 years ago. So he was at one time was a student in Slobodka, but in Gates of Talmud School, he was the head, he became a big philosopher. And then, whenever he filled out a questionnaire and they asked him, what nation do you belong to? And what faith do you belong to? So his answer was, none. He didn't belong to any faith. He didn't belong to any nation because his shita was, there is no such thing as a nation. It's all in me. So, that is also like a missionary. You know, Morris Rachel Cohen had it in a missionary. He did not in Shumet of the Din, according to the Rambam, he was in Shumet Mamish. And David Abizore, who has not made himself the Holy Israel, only has a Din Munah. But even the Chalchabu Farhes has a Din Munah. But he's not a Munah Mamish. But who is a Munah Mamish? One who has made himself the Holy Israel. So the Rambam mentions someone who embraces another faith. It's not that if he embraces another faith. And if he declares himself, he has no faith. He's not Christian, he's not Jewish, he's not Muslim, he has no faith. As Morris Rachel Cohen. So he's also in Shulman. And he's Shutos in Evela. Bishapas Nevelama, I'm not going to say Ima Chilfa Abor, because that's not my decision. But it's meant that the Rebbeinu decides who has Ilma Abor, who doesn't have Ilma Abor. But he is included in the category that Minastam is Ilma Chilfa Abor. But that doesn't mean that Ilma Chilfa Abor, there are certain exceptions. Sometimes somebody who is included in the category that is Ilma Chilfa Abor, because but of his special schools, is Yesh Lechelek or Mabo. The Gemara says in Chelek, why is it that they didn't mention Micho Ben Gershen Ben Eishen, you know, was made a Kumal Abrizor, this is a Micho. So, among those, among the deities who are in Lechelek or Mabo, so the Gemara says, you can share pity or some Mitzuya or Ivrit Rochim. So in other words, he was a big machniseach. So even though he deserved to be of those who are in Achilim Rabo, but because of that schus, so it's yesh lechelet Rabo. So in other words, so I don't want to say somebody is in Achilim Rabo, that's not my decision. But I can only say that he belongs to a category that Nastam is in Achilim Rabo. But Maybe Morris Rachel Cohen had schusim, I mean, Shenke Mason, I mean, no human being can render a judgment who has no Yechelik Mabor and who is in Yechelik. I'm sure of one thing, I mean, that the showing like Arafat is in Yechelik Mabor. But other people, other showing, I mean, who knows what kind of schusim they have. So, but according to the Rambam, Morris Rachel Cohen had a din of Mishumet. Because he was made to himself a Chol Yisrael by saying he doesn't belong to any nationality. No. So it's not Afke embracing another thing. It's the abandoning the Torah, the Jewish faith. Or even if you don't abandon, if you say I'm not Jewish, so it's like abandoning the Torah. Because the Torah and Yisrael are one. Yes, what is it?
If first not to say he's not Jewish, but then how
did
you not recognize him? He acts in a certain way that...
Oh, because that's like schmudding himself, you know, like converting himself. He's made himself a Holy Spirit if he says I'm not Jewish.
But he acts like a non-Jewish,
he's not the same. It's not the same. To act like a non-Jew is all right. You see, the mayor acted that way. And even to say in a ambiguous term, can you do it? And you mean Rosh Nakedesh can you do it? And the going to think that you are saying it in German, can you do it? So it's also moving. It's also moving. Anyway, so this is the Shizah. Now, I try to look after the Rishonim, whether all the Rishonim agree with this halacha that is your or your other, and not to say you are not Jewish. I didn't find a single Jewish who says to that. So, I didn't find so that it means that it's non-controversial. So it has to be explained that way. Alright, now, that's one thing. Then there's another thing that I want to discuss in the union of your or your other. Now, Rishonim, I mean, who are the Rishonim? The Balamoya, the Ramban, Rabin Yehi, and the Ran mention the concept of Abizrael Darais, Abizrael Darizal. Abizrael, Gemara doesn't spell it out, but Rishonim mentioned it. And what are the Mikiras for this concept of Abizrael Darizal, Abizrael Darais, to Gemara? Dakir is happening Chutz Matzah Asherah. So the question is, to be cured in Matzah Asherah, it doesn't involve Abed Zohar. It only involves the Nisar of the Yidobik Biotomun Nachirem or the Sodi Tehler Nisecho. Not the Nenem Abed Zohar, it's not Abed Zohar. And still the Gemara says, Dakir is happening Chutz Matzah Asherah. And then the other Gemara is the Gemara of Maise Boy Mechosh Nos Nino Bishop, the Omro Reikin, Ainway before Achi de Boyle. Achi, Omro Hachom Yomus, the Aldi Boyle. Omro Reikin, Tamil from Varumo, Omro Hachom Yomus Valtango, or the Sapmachira Gedda, Yomus Valt Sapmachira Gedda. So the Gemara only has the cash, so there's a Machlekes. One says it's Shishon, one says Tayo Midalad, I'm sorry. Omar of Yaakov Omar Vechanen, the Chayim Mishrachim, Chutz Me Atze Asheo. Atze Asheo. Nira Ri, the Mayrek again, she Yochen Mishrachim Shoreitzi. Elo Beze. In our Yishevi, Mishum de Malachia, Mishum de Osem, Mishum de Bosrat and Zohar. Vigabi Ben Dome, Vabi Zohar, Vershemi, Shemosh Kenochosh, Ugo Yaakov, Fishkar, Sachanya, Rapesen, ולמיכר ולשמואל משום דאפיפוס ולשמאשר. ותורת ירושלמי ולשמי השרוצים, שיורי צלויו כשלוי בשם זר, אבו על ביטרפי ששורת, דמרין הוסום דרבבוי הרומי ליעקב מיני אסא מאשר. סורטי סווי, how does the Barmoyer and the Ramban and the Ram create and explain that יום סכם פוסמאשר שלו? And the basis of Abisrael Abizore. So the Iser of the Soviet Hebrew Bisechon, Nenem Abizore, is Yorgo Yaveh. So according to the Ramban, Barmoyer and Ramban, the Ram, the Iser, it's not only when he cannot be Misrape to other Eitzim, but he doesn't have it available. But even only in the case, even if he can be Misrape to other Eitzim, but let's say he needs to say in order to be Misrape he has three oranges. And he doesn't have any other oranges except oranges that grew on the tree of Asher. It was planted with Shema Buddha. It just happens. So according to the Barmoyer and the Ramban and the Ram Kiyosef and Rabbi Yehine, it will be all the other. He says, if it is, let's say, if it could be Israel with and other 18 Natashiro, but he just doesn't have any other 18, let's say. He has three challenges, but he doesn't have any other challenges, only a Natashiro. But if he had, he could be Misrape with the other oranges also. So then he can be Misrape with the oranges of Atashio. But suppose that he can only be Misrape with Atashio. Why should he be Misrape only for Atashio? Maybe now he's shaving him, or he should be Rachel because of Lachel. So it is as the Rambam explains. The Rambam, people talk today about the placebo effect, certain things, placebo. It has a placebo effect. In other words, that it's really not effective. But people think that it is. It could be medicine, so because of their faith in that medicine, that's why it's effective. That's a placebo effect. So, it sounds like a strange phenomenon, but this is a phenomenon. Today, they are trying to explain it. They don't know how to explain the phenomenon of the placebo effect. So the placebo effect means, allegedly, it means that, let's say, if somebody has to get a penicillin tablet in order to be cured of an infection, so if an ordinary vitamin would be given to him, and it would be told to him that this is a penicillin tablet, so it will have curative effect. Since he believes that it has curative effect, so maybe it has curative effect. That's a placebo. Who is the one who mentioned this phenomenon of a placebo effect? Not modern scientists, the Rambam. The Rambam mentioned it. The Gemara says, Kol dovar sheyesh bei mishum rifuo, ein bei mishum da'ake amir. And that is an iser, a meaning of da'ake amir, in other words, to resort to superstitious methods and superstitious techniques and so on. So, Slav the Rising. So, that's the same moon, it's Nachshu. So, if it has curative effect, there is no Isa. So, Rambam is the Kashi, how could it have curative effect if it is grounded in superstition? So Rambam says, because he believes in it, so it has curative effect. That's a placebo. So in other words, sometimes the so-called Christian scientists, they might cure certain people. They might, because you'll find stupid Jews who will tell you, that the Christian science helped them. And it's not that they are lying, it helped them. Why? Because they have faith in them. So melee, it has a placebo effect. So this is what the Rambam says. This is what the Rambam says. How is a child, he should have it before it? Nichush. So it's all bounded in superstition. Because if he's mining, the Rambam says, so melee, it has a curative effect. It's a connection with this Rambam. The Goyen speaks out strongly against the Rambam. But this is the Rambam, this is what the Rambam says. That's a placebo effect. So this is what Teisa says. Chutz mas Hashiro, mele levidi meilek gen shim yochel yischafi mishoreitz. In other words, let's say an orange of another tree wouldn't cure, but only an orange of the Atashiro would cure. Why? Because he believes in it. So then it's yoga yabeya kidei So it's a special takone. According to Tisvis, the whole aloch of the Chayim Misrapi, Chutz Me'atzi Asheiro. The Chayim Misrapi, Chutz Me'atzi Asheiro. So his reference to a case where he can only be cured through the Asheiro. How is it that he can only be cured through the Asheiro? Because they make him lachash, so how could the Elachash of Avizor Chas Misholem have curative effect? It can. He believes in it. So it might cure him. It might have a placebo effect. So why is it Yod Vayaveya? It's a special takone. You should do also the mitzvah of Avizor. Mashenkei, if he can be cured for any other etzim also, but he doesn't have that, and he only has available the peiras, the fruit of atzim ashero. So then it's yaver balyon. So tasteves, the vi is definitely chelik on the Baranoyer and the Ramban and the Ran and the Yezim. So apparently tasteves is chelik on the shite of Abishrai. Tasteves mention Abishrai. The Ramban mentions Abishrai. The Baranoyer mentions Abishrai. The Ran mentions Abishrai. The Mutiyezim mentions Abishrai. But tasteves doesn't mention Abishrai. Because tasteves which does. So that's in regard to the memorial of Bakir Mishraf and Chutmat Hashem. Now, what about the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't mention Abishrai. And the Rambam doesn't mention Bakir Mishraf and Chutmat Hashem. The Rambam doesn't mention that expression, Bakir Mishraf and Chutmat Hashem. But the Rambam says, in Pirkei Yuchas, you see the Atei, Halokhe Bob, Ki Yungen Shomru Bionsin, Kachomru Bechaloi, Keitzah. מי שחול או בינות הולמוס ויאמרו הרייפים שאפו עושה בדרפלנים איסורים שבתאירו איסי ומשרפים בכל איסורים שבתאירו ממוק עם סכונה חוץ מהבדיסקחובים בגלל הרי יש פחודוני שאפילו ממוק עם סכונה עם משרפים so he says אביזוהם כמשרפים but the more as washing is that's a shale the Rambam says אביזוהם not משרפים why didn't the Rambam mention Chutzmat Hashero, and after all, the expression as Hashero is expressive of a big Chiddush, that he's not a Dizor Mamish, just to be Mishrapi from as Hashero, which doesn't involve a Dizor. Whether it's because of Israel, or because the state says, a special Takone, or say, Nimshach Acharab Dizor, he'll see that it helps him, so he'll become so many Jews, my Chassi Sholem, begin to be minded of this or it helped them, you see. They wouldn't know it because they had a superstitious belief in the Abizori. That's why it helped them. By way of a placebo. They would think that Yesh Mamesh Babizori. So because of that, the Chachonim Omisa came, Yoriv Oyaver. And after all, Yesh Kiyaviyat Chachonim Lakadov Natirim Sheval Taise. We'll ask, how can the Chachonim be Ikeredov Natirim? Because according to the Rambam, if Midraisi is not Mechoyev to Mesa Nefesh, so then he's also, he's an Abedas Medas, the answer is Shevaltaise, lets himself be killed. So yes, Kiyam Yatrachonu Lakel Dovin Matir and Shevaltaise. So let the Rambam mention Chutz Makil Mishrap Mat Hashero. The Rambam doesn't use the Losh Chutz Mat Hashero. He says, Umishrapim Bichol Yisurin Shevatir Odin Bichol Yisakone Chutz Mavis Bichodim Bidla Arayis Yisuchuz Gom. Chutz Mavis Bichodim. Doesn't say Mat Hashero. So I heard from my father many, many years ago. So my father said that according to the Rambam explained Chutz Mat Hashero when the derech avidoso is to eat a certain fruit of a tree. What is avidoso? Avidoso is either his mishtachla, either his mikabro of the laha, so it's avidoso, or his mishtachla, or his deach, or his makter avidoso, or he does it ki derech oid b'nisho. So zeri kevel makules, in view of the fact that this is the way the Makules was worshipped by throwing stones, so that's Avizor. Even though this looks like a nice Bizoya, so Peiras and Peia is an Avedia of Bizoya, so that's Avizor. One side is if the Derech Avidos Mikach. So my father said that according to the Rambam, when Gemara says Bakir Mishrap in Chutz Me'atzeh Hashero, so it means Avizor Mamesh. How could it involve Avizor HaMamesh in Mishrapi Hashem? Very simple. Suppose the Derech Avidoso is to eat a certain fruit of Hashem. To eat the fruit of an Hashem. That's the Derech Avidoso. That's the way they worship the Avizor. To eat a certain fruit. So then it's Avizor HaMamesh. So in certain it only involves the Nisya of the Shlovi Gebel Bisecha, so there is no routine of Yehoi Moyad. That's in respect to the to the Gemara, Vakil Mishrapi Chutz Vashishim. So, not all Rishonim agree with the concept of Abizrai. I only know the Balamoya, the Ramban, the Ramkis. I don't know any, and the Rabbi. They mention Abizrai. But Tesvah is definitely Chilik, and the Ramban is definitely Chilik on the whole concept of Abizrai. How about the Hadarai? How about the Hadarai? Vice versa, which was the name of Tino, Yisho Achaz. Yomu Chachomi, Yomu Svalti Sape, Yamachila Agada. So true, the Gemara says, Kinesho Yehei Pneis Yisroel puts in Parayas, but that's only a limited mandoma of Nua Yisro. The implication being that the correct mandoma is Yisho Yisro, we don't have to resort to it. So the Chavis Yoyer in the Tshuva says that the Chavis Yoyer himself is chilek and the whole deen, the concept of Abizrai Laharis. In other words, he's machriya like the Rishani, that there is no such concept as Abizrai Laharis. As right. And as far as Vakil Mishrapi Chutz Vashishim, so he mentions, takes his pshat, this is special takone, in a specific situation where he can only be mishrapi through the lachash of Abi Zore. So it's takone, dumer osel minchach achabi. How about the Gemara of Yomus for the Sabbath Machir HaKadah? So he says, the Tenach Rami, that they are in Mekom Himandoma, which is Shisho Yisro. So the reason as to why the Chachomim said, Yomus, the Aul, the Kamil from the Parumo, or Yomus, for the Sabbath Machir HaKadah, because of the special Takone, Shalom Yis Yisroel, puts his barayas. But Gemara asks the Kashi Bishlo Mandoma Rishishi so is so shabbi El Mandoma Tiyua is a Michael Hai that Gemara is that Gemara is Kashi Michael Hai. So the Chapsiore says as follows, the Pshat in Gemara is as follows, the Maksh knows that there is a Takone on which he saw it puts it by eyes, but the Maksh assumed Chachomim Mizake Mitzachel Yisroel puts it barayis in a case where if the illness had been like, for smooth manage, then it would be the Raisi Oroyad. So then the Chachomim Mizake that even if he doesn't involve smooth manage, so because of this Yisroel puts it barayis, so he should also be Oroyad. But the court so Bishlom Mandoma Rishishi so and so. So then we understand. Because Yomus Alti Boyle gets with the Raisi. We may let the Chachom Rami Sakein that even Yomus Val Tamil from Baruna, that even Yomus Val Tisapel Machregela, but the Mandoma Pnuo Iso, so even be a Mame, she shouldn't be all the other. Why should the Chachom Rami Sakein that this is so put to the Raisi, she should be Miss Levish himself? That even by Pnuya the Chachomim of Misaki shall in this Yisroel puts it barayis. But the Makshin also knew vis-a-vis Shishish that the reason as to why it's your Yavir is because of his special. This is what the Chavis Yavir is. Right. Now, so that could be the Shishish Rambam also. But in the Rambam there is a special link and we got it. So my uncle and Abidus HaMelech, Nachem Krakowski, mentions that deal from Rosh Hashanah. Rambam Perkenu, as he said at the end, Halochetes, Mishen Osameino B'Yisho, V'Cholo B'Not Olamus, V'Omru Orein Fim, Eimli Rifua Achid Boilei, Yomu Svalti Boilei, אפילו הויסו פנויו, ואפילו לדבר עם המאחר להגדר, אמר לי בכך ביומוס, אמר לי בכך ביומוס, ולאירו לדבר עם המאחר להגדר, שלאיהו בני שישראל הפקר, ויובאו בדבורים אלו לפחית בערייס. So there is a remarkable deal from Oshnava. When he said, יומוס פלתי בוילי, So he says, Yomus wants to go away. It's not in there on the time. But Yomus, there's the din. He's not allowed, Chas V'Sholem, to be here. Because it's your Yada. But then when he says, Atu Hoysok New York, So, from Russian Rambam, it's mashma that there is a big difference between Yomus Valti Boyle and Yomus Valti Sapri Machiragada. Yomus Valti Boyle, that's it in the rice of Yom Boyata. But Yomus of Sapri Machira Gedea is not that he's mechuyev to die. In other words, if he knows the deen, so he's allowed to be Misapri Machira Gedea in order to save his life. But the Chachomim are misakin that when Shaila is asked, so it's a mayor came that Sapri Machira Gedea. So in other words, according to the Rambam, it's halacha by Meiringa. And why are the Chachomim not mayor to do that at all, Moshe? If he's allowed to be either on the Issa of the Sapri Machira Gedea, so how is it they are not allowed to pass him? So that is it according of Yeshkiya del Chachomim Lakadov Matir and Bishaval Taisa. So in other words, so if the Shaila is asked, so in order that this is soil shouldn't be Hefker, So the psak has to be, Yomus Valti Sapri Machira. But if he's alone and he doesn't ask Shailas, so he's allowed to be Misapri Machira Gedea, he doesn't have to be Misapri Machira. Again, so the Rambam Shita is like Chavis Yoya, that even vis-a-vis Sheshish, if he doesn't involve Arayas Mamesh, so then there is no Din of Yor Boyaveh. And it's a special takone. And the special takone also, according to Rambam, is only that a Meir may be kach, not that he's Osa. Yes? No, so that's the Pshat Rambam. So he says, first he says, Gomu Areif Nurifu Achiti Boyle, Yomus Valti Boyle. After the Hoysa Knu Yabafu Ridaber Nachira Gedea, he's in Eru Likach Yom. No, that's how we have to understand that. Alright. Boy say me my mama say me ski tani arei sho ye ti ofu di ti to vuach di ni mozu kunei sho sho khosn ni mo sho kalo ma khisne sa mes le khada ve sa khosn de sa kalo le khupo u beo di las nit vo le pele di nei shiva si me amiste va ha kach nei shiva si me abele di khol is na yomi khu yoshin di na noshin di shena di na noshin ואינני תחשיטים מהקלו כל שלי שמיין וידווקא אוהב של חוסר אימו של קלו ולקיים יש לי תואחו אבל יתרלי so the Gemara says when the Braise says that מחמס אינס is מותר to be כנס תשני so it is reference to this kind of an אינס when there is a financial and monetary hardship. In other words, if everything was prepared, and then the father of the host or the mother of the cow had died, now, so then, the aloha is that machnis le samez le cheder, the sachos and the sakalo le chupe, ubeo bias mitzve upele, before the aveles. So before the avele starts, because when does the avele start? After the tour. But prior to the Kfure, there is no Avelis. There is Anines. There is no Avelis. So he has to get married before the Avelis start. And then, after his Kines Alechupen, his Beelduas Mitzvah, so then his Kines Alechupen, and ופרש בני קשיבס ימי המשתה והכך מי קשיבס ימי הבן. Now, how is it that his name Shiva's in a mishte at all? He was given as Mason. He saw he should start observing Shiva's in the Avelis. The answer is because there is no Avelis Berega. And Shiva's in a mishte have been given of Rega. Relative to him, it's Rega. So just as a Yomtev, there is no Avelis. So in Shiva's in a mishte, there is no Avelis for the host. For the host. So why is it perish? There is no Aveles? Because from this Gemara it appears that like Shit of Moshe Hashem is not like Shit of Rambam, that even in the regal that there is no Aveles, but Aveles is seen in his name. So the name is also Mitash Meshamita. But the Rambam Shit is that the regal, so there is no Aveles altogether. Shabbos there is Aveles. But regal there is no Aveles altogether. So the Rambam Shita is difficult. From that Gemara it appears not like the Rambam. I told this question. So that's why it's perish, because Avelis Bitzina, even though it's regal, so Avelis Bitzina is neik, so it's also Kash Mishamit. But the neik Shiva Sime Amishte. Vakach neik Shiva Sime Adel. So let's see the Rashi. Kitanya Chosne Shiva Yisomit Bishayni, ויוכל המפינת למוחו שצורך רעש לסמז אז שיכנסו לחופו ויהיה נימוזו במים שירו ונשיא וישוב אין המסקאי או משל חוסן או משל קלה דווקא מגתו משל חוסן שהוא עתרי המצל חיסודה ומשל קלה היא המכינו לו תכשיטים ותיכוך עם יד הרמוד שוב ונכן להם ויתירו להם לאח לסמז לחדר שלא יגברו אם כן יכול להביא לסל אובו בסתים מסגרת ולכמות ושוב לא יוכל להכניס עד שיד רד הארץ ופרש ונדבור לסמס מיד וכי ונדחולו לבחסנו הב לגבי כרגע וליאס יעבי לס וחי לה ונאי קשיבה סימי המשתה עוד וכך נאי קשיבה סימי אבי לס וכל ויסן היומי הוא יושן בין האנושים והיא ישנו בין האנושים. That he's also loving a lot. They mean in Tachshitim Nakalo Koshleishin Yehi. Now, so here there is a Machlekes Hashem in the Pshat. They mean in Tachshitim Nakalo Koshleishin Yehi. Rashi explains it. Now let's see Rashi. V'chol eis ayom shol yimei amishti v'shol aveles hu yoshei v'misyad in zeim ze. So in other words, 14 days is yoshim bin anoshim. Hu yoshim bin anoshim v'hi yishenu. Why? Because in Otu is also B'tash Meshamit. So Bishleim in Yeshiva Sime Aveles, all right. So he's made Aveles, but Yeshiva Sime Amishte is like Regel. So he's not made Aveles. The answer is, as we mentioned before, because Aveles Bitsine is Neik. So Mele is Yoshin Bein Anoshin. So there is a Zera that even Yichud is also. ונשיאל עם זה עם זה שמו יווה ויובי לא עושה פתש משמית כי ילפנו במגלח והבישיב הסימנמיש לשם כרגל נהגו אבילה של דברי צינו דהי נמיס התש בשביל כאן ואין מיינים תחשיטים נקל לו כל שלי שם יהיה בשביל האבילס איני סכים נולאו תחשיטאו שלו תזגון על בילו כל שלי שם יהיה ואף על פי שאין ימי אבילס נשאוב מאודום because Shlishim Veilech. So according to Rashi, it means that this Kale does not have to unite to herself any Tachshitim Kol Shlishim Yim of the Aveles, because she is a Kale. The implication being that if she hadn't been a Kale, if she hadn't been newly married, then she would have to deny to herself all the Tachshitim that are not with us. So, Shemim Achirik, practically all the Shemim Achirik are Rashidja. And they mention a price tag that implies that not only newly married Kale is Mutali Tachshit, but any married woman is allowed Teir Shleishim to shave off the hair. Kedishon Tizkan Al-Bala. So it's not, according to Rashi, it's a special dispensation vis-a-vis a newly married Kale. But from the pricing, it appears that a married woman even if she had been married for 50 years, so she's allowed to be galeach, sa'ar v'sashechi or whatever, sa'ar, because kedishot is gone out by her. So it's not like Rashi. According to Rashi, it's only a special dispensation vis-a-vis a newly married kalev, when in fact there is a dispensation vis-a-vis every married woman. So how do they explain this gemara? Remaining tachshitim nakalek shleishim yeim, not the way Rashi explains it. Remaining tachshitim nakalek kol shleishim yeim of aveles after shives yimei aveles. So I mean even tachshiv, all right, but kol shleishim yeim of aveles v'afal pishem yimei aveles yishom miyoda v'kolshkin. No, in a second, no. So in the name Rashi, from Rashi it's mashma that the heter even by a newly married kalek, the heter is only after shivas aveilus, but within shleishim of aveilus, but after shiva, but teich shivas and yimei aveilus, then there is no heter to use tachshit. So the other rishonim, they explain it differently, and they say they made in tachshitim in akalo kol shleishim yeim of the day she got married. In other words, the first 30 days, as of the day she got married, she has a Shem Kale. And she is allowed to use Tachshitim, even Tech Shivas in the Avilus. According to Rashi, so it means, Amen Tachshitim Nakale Kol Shleishim Yeim of Aveles, after Shivas in the Aveles, even though it's Tech Shleishim of Aveles. And according to the other Rishonim, it means, they made it a shittim nakala even techshivon kol shleishim yeim of yimei kaluso. If it is, even though it's techshivon of the aveles, but it's within 30 days as of the day she got married, she doesn't have to deny to herself the tachshivon. All right. Yes.
What's so special about 30 days? Special
simcha,
plus
30
days. What's the
matter
for this?
Well, I told you, you'll have to ask a woman, Mishael. She'll be give you a better answer. I don't think the time now is perhaps because the first 30 days, a woman is probably more sensitive, you know, to the way she looks than after 30 days. After 30 days, she considers herself already an old timer. For the first 30 days, she's a new bride, so she wants to look extra. So that's probably the reason.
In Rashi, Kol Shloshim Yom, what's the Kol Shkim Shloshim Yom? It's only 30 days.
No. Let's say Alon Galime, so there is Aveles, there are certain Aveles, even after Shloshim. Actually, Galo Bechaveyov Alon Galime. There's the aloche. If somebody is an over alon valime, so he's not allowed to take a haircut even after shleishim, unless it's igal bechaveirov. So certainly that this kala is allowed to, so has a dispensation in regard to the aveiros of after shleishim day. But even teich shleishim, she has a dispensation.
But if it's also the sky of Baila, after 30 days, isn't that gone?
All right, so there is no shash of the sky of Baila.
So then after 30 days, where there's no the sky of Baila, she should be like any other one.
That's right, so that's
not kosher.
That's what all the other Shemi Machili can rush. And they say, you know, from the Gemara, it appears that any married woman is allowed to Magalea of the Sa'ar, Kamalea of the Sa'ar, to Galea Bissar, Kedisha Bissar al-Bana, even if she had been married for 50 years. So they explained the Gemara that Shleishim doesn't mean Shleishim Aveles.